The wind had continued to strengthen, blowing clouds of gritty, salt-flavored dust between the false-fronted buildings. I had Debaria High Street entirely to myself, except for a few hitched horses that stood with their hindquarters turned to the wind and their heads unhappily lowered. I would not leave my own so, nor Millie, the mule the boy had ridden, and led them down to the livery stable at the far end of the street. There the hostler was glad to take them, especially when I split him off half a gold nuck from the bundle I carried in my vest. No, he said in answer to my first question, there was no jeweler in Debaria, nor ever had been in his time. But the answer to my second question was Yar, and he pointed across the street to the blacksmith's shop. The smith himself was standing in the doorway, the hem of his tool-filled leather apron flapping in the wind. I walked across, and he put his fist to his forehead.
Heil!
I heiled him in return and told him what I wanted, what Vinay had said I might need. He listened closely, then took the shell I handed him. It was the very one I'd used to entrance young Bill. The blackie held it up to the light.
How many grains of powder does it blow, can he say?
Of course I could. 57.
As many as that? Gods, it's a wonder the barrel of your revolver don't bust when he pull the trigger.
The shells in my father's guns, the ones I might someday carry, blew 76, but I didn't say so. He'd likely not have believed it. Can you do what I ask, Si?
I think so.
He considered, then nodded.
Aye, but not today. I don't like to run my smith hold hot in the wind. One loose ember in the whole town might catch a blaze. We've had no fire department since my da was a boy.
I took out my bag of gold knuckles and shook two into the palm of my hand. I considered, then added a third. The smith stared at them with wonder. He was looking at 2 years' wages. It has to be today, I said. He grinned, showing teeth of amazing whiteness within the forest of his ginger beard.
Tempting devil, get not aside. For what you're showing me, I'd risk burning Gilead herself to her foundations. You'll have it by sundown.
I'll have it by 3.
Aye, 3's what I meant, to the shaved point of the minute.
Good. Now tell me, which restaurant cooks the best chow in town?
There's only 2, and neither of 'em'll make you remember your mother's bird puddin', but neither'll poison ye. Racy's Cafe is probably the better.
That was good enough for me. I thought a growing boy like Bill Streeter would take quantity over quality any day. I headed for the cafe, now working against the wind. It'll be a full-going simoom by dark, the boy had told me, and I thought he was right. He had been through a lot and needed time to rest. Now that I knew about the ankle tattoo, I might not need him at all, but the skin man wouldn't know that. And in the jail, young Bill was safe. At least, I hoped so. It was stew, and I could have sworn it had been seasoned with alkali grit instead of salt, but the kid ate all of his and finished mine as well when I put it aside. One of the not-so-good deputies had made coffee, and we drank that from tin cups. We made our meal right there in the cell, sitting cross-legged on the floor. I listened for the jing-jang, but it stayed quiet. I wasn't surprised. Even if Jamie and the High Sheriff came near one at their end, the wind had probably taken the wires down. I guess you know all about these storms you call simooms, I said to young Bill. Oh, yes, he said. This is the season for 'em. The proddies hate 'em, and the pokies hate 'em even more, because if they're out on the range, they have to sleep rough, and they can't have a fire at night, of course, because of the embers, I said, remembering the blacksmith. Just as you say, stew's all gone, is it? So it is, but there's one more thing. I handed over a little sack. He looked inside it and lit up.
Candy! Rollers and chocker twists!
He extended the bag. Here, you have the first. I took one of the little chocolate twists, then pushed the bag back to him. You have the rest, if it won't make your belly sick, that is.
It won't!
And he dived in. It did me good to see him. After the third roller went into his gob, he cheeked it, which made him look like a squirrel with a nut, and said,
What'll happen to me, Si, now that my da's gone?
I don't know, but there'll be water if God wills it.
I already had an idea where that water might be. If we could put paid to the skin man, a certain large lady named Everlyn would owe us a good turn, and I doubt if Bill Streeter would be the first stray she'd taken in. I returned to the subject of the simoom. How much will it strengthen? It'll blow a gale tonight, probably after midnight, and by noon tomorrow it'll be gone. Does thee know where the salties live? Aye, I've even been there, once with my da to see the races they sometimes have up there, and once with some proddies looking for strays. The salties take 'em in, and we pay with hard biscuit for the ones that have the Jefferson brand. My trail mate's gone there with Sheriff Peavy and a couple of others. Think they'll have any chance of getting back before nightfall? I felt sure he would say no, but he surprised me. Being as it's all downhill from Salt Village, which is on this side of Little Debaria, I'd say they could, if they rode hard. That made me glad I'd told the blacksmith to hurry, although I knew better than to trust the reckoning of a mere boy. Listen to me, young Bill. When they come back, I expect they'll have some of the salties with them, maybe a dozen, maybe as many as 20. Jamie and I may have to walk 'em through the jail for you to look at, but you needn't be afraid, because the door of this cell will be locked, and you don't have to say anything. Just look. If you're thinking I can tell which one killed my da, I can't. I don't even remember if I saw him. You probably won't have to see them at all, I said. This I truly believed. We'd have them into the sheriff's office by threes and have them hike their pants. When we found the one with the blue ring tattooed around his ankle, we'd have our man. Not that he was a man. Not anymore. Not really. Would you like another chalker, Si? There's three left, and I can't eat no more. Save them for later, I said, and got up. His face clouded. Will you come back? I don't want to be in here on my own. I'll come back. I stepped out, locked the cell door, then tossed the keys to him through the bars. Let me in when I do.